nationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author Steve Klein sits down with the most fascinating difference makers in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hear from top CEOs, local entrepreneurs, and key playmakers in business right now with your host, Steve Klein.
Aldous Huxley said, "The great end of life is not knowledge, but action." Hi, I'm Steve Klein, and welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. In the studio today are two guests who act. Our first playmaker finances small business, while our second playmaker is an attorney who left his 20 years of practice to directly help people. With us today is the CEO of a company that provides access to growth capital in a collaborative environment that's built on a foundation of integrity and trust. Our second playmaker became a COO in the Nutritia arena. These great playmakers are Jason Bishop. Jason is CEO of Mother Fund. And Mark Bennett. Mark is COO of ID Life. And we're going to begin today's show with Mark. Mark Bennett is a COO and general counsel for ID Life. After spending almost 20 years practicing law for Strasburger and Price, Holland and Knight, and as in-house attorney with Texaco, Mark decided to leave the practice and explore a passion he had for helping people. ID Life stands for Individually Designed Life. It's a way to live the life you were meant to live with a nutrition program designed specifically for the individual as well as their lifestyle with the ID Life business opportunity. Mark, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for having me.
You were an attorney for a number of years, and we were talking a little bit earlier about that. You walked away from that. Why?
You know, when I started practicing way back when, I had a mentor that told me a story once that said, if you ever walk into a courtroom and you don't have that feeling in the pit of your stomach like there's something to be worried about, that you need to do something different. And a couple of years ago, I tried a case for a client, great result, but during the whole time, I didn't have that feeling. So I knew it was time to do something else. And I've been looking for years for something. And this opportunity came up, and with a little prodding from the investment group, I decided to take a chance to do something different.
Now, you've been working with the CEO for a while and putting together a company. Is that correct?
That's right. Logan Stout and I have worked together for almost 8.5 years now, and we've been looking for something. We've always wanted to try to do something together and never could find the right thing, and looked at over 100 deals that we said no to. And then this came along, and neither one of us could say no to it.
Well, how did you know it was the right thing? You're looking at a number of different opportunities. What caused it to be right for you and Logan?
You know, really, it boiled down to the fact that Logan has a passion for health and nutrition. He and his wife are health nuts, health nuts. And I have always strived to have that same etiquette, but didn't always get there. And in fact, at one point in my life, I had gotten north of 300 pounds. And decided one day that I was going to change that, and lost 90 of it through a lot of hard work and dedication, and learned a lot about nutrition along the way. And that story helped others make changes. And the help that I was able to provide to people was changing for me. And then when this opportunity came along, and it was basically an opportunity to do the same exact thing, but on a grander scale to millions as opposed to my circle of influence, I took the jump.
It's almost like being a reformed alcoholic. If you're able to lose 90 pounds, you have a tremendous passion for what you did, and you want to convey that to other people. Well, let's talk about that, too. We were talking a little bit about passion before the show started, and that's what's really important for this. The company is only a few months old. It's really in its infancy, but you've had a tremendous amount of success up to this point. How large are you in terms of downline and number of people have become involved with ID Life?
You know, we're north of 10,000 distributors now. And thinking back when we were looking at the projections of the business plan and where we would be 4 months, 6 months, 12 months from now, we have so blown the projections out of the water. It's unreal. And we've got to meet some really neat folks along the way. And we've had a lot of people that have seen the opportunity and have decided that they want to be a part of it. You know, the pivotal being, you know, Troy Aikman, who decided not to be a paid endorser, but to be an investor and to put his name and his reputation and his whole backing behind this opportunity.
Well, if you go to the website, it's I, D as in dog, life, idlife.com. And right on the top of the website is the video with Troy Aikman. And as you said, he decided to become an investor. He liked the company so much. And you'll see that video on the website against idlife.com. So what makes ID Life different? It's been very successful in a very short period of time. A lot of that has to do with the marketing and the enthusiasm that you bring forth. But there's something there that has caused it to be very successful very quickly.
You know, we're trying to do something that no one has ever done before. A group of scientists and doctors developed over an 18-year period our assessment. The assessment is a 25 to 28 questionnaire about your medical history.
And you can do this online, idlife.com.
All online. And what it does is it takes into account your current conditions, your eating habits, your lifestyle, your medications, your diseases, and then throws that information through a database of over 7,000 independent medical scientific studies, through 4,000 algorithms that process that information, and then spits out a recommendation that is customized nutrition just for you. But not just customized nutrition, it's pharmaceutical-grade nutrition, not the kind of stuff that you can buy in the stores or over the shelf or any pharmacy, truly pharmaceutical-grade. And as a result, what you get is exactly what you need and exactly when you need it, because it also incorporates the science of chronobiology, which is the science that basically gives you delivery of your nutrition through your natural biological rhythms at the right time. So you get a strip pack with your name on it that says take this in the morning or take this in the evening.
And I saw some of those when you came in, and it looks like regular vitamins, regular pills. But what you're doing is you're checking my assessment. It shows me exactly what I need for my system in terms of vitamins, nutrition, minerals, and gives me the exact amount I need at this time for me.
That's correct. That's correct. It's exactly what you need when you need it. And as you change, it changes. So you can update your assessment at any time you want, and then the assessment changes and the information changes, because this is an extremely dynamic system, ever-evolving, ever-changing. I mean, we literally have a group of scientists and doctors that are reviewing it on a monthly basis, looking at the latest research, looking at the latest medical studies, and we make changes as we need to make changes. You know, you and I were talking beforehand about genomes and things of that nature, and there's a specific genome with regard to folic acid that a lot of people have that basically it doesn't allow them to process that folic acid the way they need. So as a result, we made a change in our own system to introduce methylfolate so that those people can do that. We have the ability to make those changes because we are dynamic and we're going to be ever evolving to make sure we are delivering the highest quality, best nutrition available.
It's interesting that you let someone retake their assessment, because at different times we were talking about the weather, but we could be stressed more than usual. We could be sicker than we normally are. And our nutritional needs are different as a result of what's going on in the day-to-day activities we have. So now I can customize that and I can change on a regular basis, which is tremendous. But you have a number of products in addition just to the ID Nutrition. Tell us a little bit about some of the products you have.
Yeah, we have multiple products and we're trying to do it different. You know, every one of the products is natural and organic. We don't want artificial sweeteners. We don't want artificial ingredients. We went to a natural process. For instance, our meal replacement shake only has six ingredients. Six. Try to find a meal replacement shake that only has six ingredients and that incorporates chia seed.
And then take a look at all those ingredients listed on the side. It takes up the entire side of the container.
Correct. And ours is very simple. It's the best tasting stuff you've ever had. And by introducing chia seed with it, and you can research chia seed to find out the power that it has. I mean, it goes all the way back to the Aztecs. It's an unbelievable product that actually provides you the protein you need and provides you a filling feeling that will actually last, as opposed to your typical protein shake that, you know, you're hungry again an hour later.
Well, I noticed that you also have products for sleep, for those that aren't getting to sleep. You have products for appetite control. You mentioned a real meal replacement. You have energy juice, energy drink. How do I purchase these? Do I need to go through a distributor? Do I do it off the internet?
Yeah, you'll find a distributor, and then the distributor can introduce you to the line of products that you can buy. And you can go to the website, idealife.com, and you can get all of the details on the products, as well as there's phone numbers and there's emails there, info@idealife.com, if you're interested. And you can email them, and we can get you in contact with somebody in your area that'd be happy to discuss all the details of the products to you.
So should someone take the assessment first, or should they contact somebody?
I would contact somebody first so that you can actually get the information. Watch the videos. Get comfortable with what it is. And then get the information that you need. Take the assessment. And then they can educate you on not only the details of the assessment, but as well as all of the product line. Now, the assessment, when you actually get into it, one of the things that we've done to make it easier on the first-time user is there's videos attached to each section. And the videos are there. You don't have to watch them. But if you want to, it basically walks you through and tells you exactly what you're going to see. And it's going to tell you exactly what you're going to do. And it's going to give you all of the information that you need. But it also explains the importance of the ID assessment report, which actually comes before the recommendation. And the great thing about the assessment is it's totally free. It doesn't cost anything to take the assessment and get the report. And the report is where all the power is, because it literally is an individualized report just for you that says, this is where you are. How would you like to be healthier? And here's how you do it.
Well, you have become a tremendous advocate for this company. We were talking about that before the show started. So what's the biggest difference between practicing law now, being a COO, and actually advocating ID Life?
You know, what's funny is I tell everyone I work harder, I work longer, and I have a smile on my face.
And yes, he does. We're on radio. Yes, he does have a smile on his face.
Yeah, I have the face for radio. You know, the thing that I get back to is I got a little disenfranchised with law because I felt like law and the justice system had become the law that you could afford, not the law you deserved. And I really enjoyed it the times that I had when I could take a case for somebody who really couldn't afford it and I could get them the justice they deserved. And it made me feel good. It made me actually want to stay a lawyer, and it's why I did it for so long. Well, this gives me an opportunity to help people every single day. It allows me to show a school teacher how they can make a couple hundred dollars more so that they can continue to do what they love and don't have to look for something else. It allows me to help a single mom basically meet the ends that she's trying to figure out because her son wants to play select baseball or something else and she just doesn't know how to do it. It allows me a lot of opportunities every single day to do what I loved about the law, except for I'm doing it on a grand scale.
And you're doing it to a large degree one-on-one, and you can help people regardless of their financial situation, regardless of their place in life, regardless of the job they have, and they can do this on a part-time basis or go full-time. And it looks like you've walked yourself into a tremendous opportunity.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun.
It's obvious. Mark Bennett is COO of ID Life, and that's idlife.com. Again, Mark mentioned the videos. You can see the Troy Aikman video, who's an investor for ID Life, and a little longer video that gets a little more in-depth into what ID Life is all about. Mark, thank you very much for being on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having me.
Again, Mark Bennett, COO of ID Life, and it's idlife.com. Don't go away. We have more. We're going to talk about money when we come back. We're going to talk about how small businesses can get money with Jason Bishop. Jason is CEO of Mother Fund. So don't go away. We're going to find out how to become a Mother Funder right after this.
Operation Kindness is the oldest and largest no-kill animal shelter here in North Texas. Each day, its staff and volunteers care for an average of 300 homeless dogs and cats in its shelter in Carrollton, plus 100 more animals living in foster homes throughout the Metroplex. Learn how you can adopt, donate, or volunteer with this nonprofit group by visiting their website at operationkindness.org or by calling 972-418-7297. operationkindness.org.
Their names are Vivian, Bryce, Zoe, and Joshua, ages 5 to 12. They are part of a very exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They've all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. Each year in DFW, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer." Wipe Out Kids Cancer helps families cope and support researchers looking for a cure. Our mission is simple, to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. Learn more at wokc.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. Again, I'm Steve Klein, and This segment, we're going to talk, as I mentioned before the break, about money. We have Jason Bishop, who is CEO of Mother Fund, which he founded in 2007. Mother Fund is a Texas-based commercial finance company. They provide working capital to small businesses, including restaurants, dry cleaners, liquor stores, and online merchants. Management of Mother Fund has over 60 years' experience in working with small business owners to help them achieve their working capital needs. Their merchant partners have used Mother Fund capital programs to build additions, put in patios, increase marketing, remodel kitchens, purchase new air conditioners, buy new locations, and even meet SBA liquidity requirements. Jason, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you've been in this business for a few years. So 2007, you're looking at about 7 years right now. But that's you didn't start out as Mother Fund. You started as Rockwall Capital. So how does Rockwall Capital become Mother Fund?
Sure. We started off as Rockwall Capital as the first entity, legal entity that we formed as we went out and we went to market and raised capital for the company. And then as we saw more and more of our competition coming up and using similar names involving capital or, you know, merchant finance or Amerimerchant and things like that, that we decided to try to come up with a company name that would have a little bit more marketing legs to it. And so we went with Mother Fund.
And I would guess that people talk about that. It's memorable, if nothing else. Rockwall Capital, it doesn't have a lot of pizzazz to it. Mother Fund just has pizzazz. So have you played with that in your marketing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have T-shirts made up to say I'm a Mother Funder on the back of them. And we constantly get people coming up and saying, you know, what is that? Explain it to me. And, you know, try to find ways. And then once people come up and they say, you know, what's the whole Mother Funder thing, we tell them that we finance small businesses and we get a lot of, I got a business I want to start, you know. And so we create a whole nother dialogue about whether our type of financials products would work for them.
And if you go to motherfund.com, we were talking about this before we got on the air, there's an application right on the first page. And you said you had some problems with finding that, so now people can find it. So if you go to Motherfund, right, Motherfund, you can find the application and you can find out how they can be of some help to you. So how can Motherfund help businesses? What do you do?
Basically, what we do is we have a suite of different financial products that we're able to apply to small businesses to be able to help them achieve their goals. And anything from traditional working capital to straight SBA loans, we have the ability to help them out with. And basically, what we do is we work with each entrepreneur that sends in an application to us to find out what they're trying to accomplish. And then we apply our financial products to be able to say, okay, this is what you're trying to do. This is what you qualify for. This is kind of what you'd be paying back, how much the payment would be. Let's look at your business and make sure that it can afford this. And then let's see if we can help you get to done what you're looking to get done.
And you have a number of different products, including factoring, so you can work with them on their receivables and help give them cash. You've been doing this for a while. How'd you get into the money business?
You know, I was looking for a sales job, and I was managing a restaurant in Lawrence, Kansas, and I moved to Dallas to work with a company called Transmedia. And basically what we did was we purchased food and beverage credits from businesses and then remarketed it through the frequent flyer dining programs. And that kind of got me started with it, and then I started worked with a company called AdvanceMe for a short period of time, and then I started a company in New York City called Strategic Funding Source and commuted from Dallas to New York City for 2 years, and then decided I was sick of the commute and sick of living in a hotel room, and so I raised capital and started Rockwall Capital here in Texas.
Now, you were traveling a little bit too, if I'm correct, in your background, and you wanted to get back to be with your family. Is that one of the reasons why you started your business?
Yeah, I wanted to get back and you know, spend more time with my kids. And then we also kind of identified that a lot of the finance companies that are based in New York City kind of think the world drops off once you get to the west side of New York City and doesn't pick up again until you get to the east side of Los Angeles. And so we realized that the Texas Midwest area was significantly underserved from a financing perspective, and that we had the ability, especially with Southwest right here, to be able to, you know, put our money out in the local Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, New Mexico, Louisiana. And if we ever have any issues or we need to go out and look at a merchant, we can be just about anywhere in that district in an hour and a half, 2 hours with the frequency of flies.
Well, I was interested in looking at your website about some of the questions you had and the frequently asked questions about qualifying for merchant cash advance. It says if your business has been in operation for 2 months or more and you process at least $10,000 a month of credit card sales, you can design a financial product for them. So if someone needs help, you're the one that can move them in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. First off, we can typically structure something for most people that are out there that's going to make sense for them if they're trying to put some sort of capital investment into their business. Where we oftentimes have to decline customers is when they are behind on their taxes, or what they're really trying to do is look at taking our money to pay off a bill that could be, you know, spread out over 5 years. That's really not the proper application of our capital. What we do is if somebody has a marketing opportunity where they can take $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 of our money, do that. If they have a $75,000 patio that they can build out and they pay us out over a 12-month time period, and then they're going to continue to reap the financial benefits of having that over time, that's probably the best application for capital, or our capital.
Well, let's talk about the financial situation going on. You're talking about it dropping off in the west side of New York and picking up in the east side of L.A. What's the financing situation like for small business owners right now in the United States?
It's very difficult. You know, with the banks having to increase their cap rates, the regulators making them do that, it means that they're holding on to more capital. You know, some of the industry experts have estimated that alternative finance companies put out twice as much as the SBA did in $150,000 left sector. Really, a small business trying to find bank rate funding, just it's very, very difficult and almost doesn't exist. And so what they have to do is they have to go out there and look for alternative finance companies to be able to capitalize their company in the way that they want to. And the thing that they have to be careful of, and one thing I would warn people about, is a lot of these were introduced to a lot of these merchants, not directly, but through brokers. And so a lot of brokers, you know, they have one thing that they're interested in, and that's to earn a commission. And so I would just encourage people that are looking for financing for their business to make sure that they're going with a direct funding company, because they're going to be able to get the maximum amount of capital, because they're not going to have necessarily that broker commission involved in it, and they're going to get a better rate.
But if nothing else, working with a company like yours, with Mother Fund, you're involved with the client. You're working with them. Granted, you want to make money as a result of it, but you're working with them. You have skin in the game, so to speak, and as you work with them. Now, the entire the landscape of financing has changed a lot. 2008, we started going downhill with the economy. It's now 6 years later. Have we really recovered?
Well, no. I mean, a lot of the banks don't. Certain sectors have. Obviously, we can see the housing market has come back fairly strong. You know, you can look at the stock exchange and it's been growing. You know, a lot of people can't understand why. But for small businesses, they're kind of the orphan here. You know, they're not developing products that, you know, unless they're completely capitalized, or products where they've got 100% of the money that they're trying to borrow already in their bank account, it's very difficult for them to achieve financing. And I can give you an example. I mean, we do business with the Londoner restaurants here in the Dallas area. We do business with most of the Doty's restaurants, or have done it with the Doty's restaurants as they've continued to build out additional units. And we took a Londoner to a community bank, which you would think would have a little bit more openness to being able to help this type of business. And they didn't even want our depository account. We were trying to put $40,000 into their account, and they turned us down and said we weren't the right customer for them. So small businesses are still kind of hanging out there as an underserved sector, and that's why businesses like Mother Fund have exploded into a $3 billion industry to be able to provide that service. And banking regulators and banks themselves are struggling to find a way to apply their own products to be able to welcome those customers back in.
Now, you're not in the business. You don't actually lend the money yourself. You seem like you're more of the consultant to the client, where you're working with them to find the right money from the right source. Is that correct?
Well, we do a combination of both. Basically, what we do is we work with 12 other lenders that have different types of programs and different appetites for risk than we do. And then we also have our own asset-based loans that we do between $2 and $3 million a month ourselves.
Well, you have an interesting question on your website, and the website again is motherfund.com. And the question is, how much is too much to pay for a small business loan? Is there an answer to that?
Well, yes and no. I mean, basically, it depends on what the use of capital is going to be, and that's kind of why I referred to it earlier. And what we found is there's certain industries that no matter how inexpensive we try to make our product, it just is not going to fit. And a couple of examples of that would be grocery stores and gas stations. Gas stations are working off a 3 cents per gallon margin. Not going to work for us to make any type of return on our money. Grocery stores, 3% on every dollar. So if you're trying to do a factoring type of product or working capital type of product where you're going to take, 2 to 3% of just sales to be able to try to get our money back. It doesn't work in those types of models. But like I said, when you go back and you find customers that are passionate about their business, we can give them the capital that they need to grow into a second location, to make a capital improvement to their business, to do additional marketing. Then we've proven, and the business is not quite as nascent as it used to be, that this type of financing does work when applied properly.
So it sounds like your ideal client would be one that wants to expand their business. They want to open up a new location. They have a new marketing idea that they need to have some capital to expand that. Are those the type of companies that you specifically work with?
Absolutely. That's what we target. We have everything from we just did a landscaping company in Florida a week ago. We did a heating and air conditioning company in California a week ago. And these are just, like I said, ones that we did in the last couple of weeks. But we do a lot of restaurants. 75% of our portfolio is restaurants.
Well, obviously, you mentioned Florida. You mentioned the West Coast. So you're working nationally all over. So you don't have to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. If they can find you on the internet, you'll work with them.
We have deals in 43 states right now.
That's tremendous. Now, it's motherfund.com. We're speaking with Jason Bishop. He's the CEO of Motherfund. What's the best way for a merchant to locate and evaluate a financing offer from an alternative finance company?
Well, the internet is very, very prevalent. You know, if you just go out there and start looking for alternative finance or merchant cash advances or, equity financing, there's a lot of money being spent right now on pay-per-click advertising, and it'll give you a suite of different companies that you can choose from. And then what I would recommend highly is I've seen a lot of merchants that are really trying to aggressively grow, really try to locate a company that's local where they can meet and have a one-on-one relationship with somebody local, and that's what we feel that we bring to the Texas market.
And that's what you can do by checking motherfund.com, and CEO is Jason Bishop, and you're located in Rockwell, so you're not too far from anybody in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Jason, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for having me.
Again, Jason Bishop, he founded Motherfund in 2007. He's a CEO, and you can go to motherfund.com. Thank you for listening to Playmakers Talk Show. You can also go to playmakerstalkshow.com. You can see the guests we've had on, the guests that are coming up. You also can listen to past shows either on the homepage or go to the archive. My name is Steve Klein. Thank you very much for listening to Playmakers Talk Show. Again, go to playmakerstalkshow.com, and we'll see you again next week.
Who will Steve be interviewing next? Find out on Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein every Friday afternoon at 3 on 770 KAAM. Hear this interview again by going to Steve's website, playmakerstalkshow.com.